This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroer on this Friday, June 9th, 2017. We have Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to be joining us in the next segment. He's going to break down what happened in the UK yesterday with the election. And of course, the Conservatives came out with a majority, but not enough to form a government. So as they call it, it's a hung parliament, which means that she has to create a coalition with another minority party, a party that wants a soft exit from the EU, not a hard exit, as they're saying. And so Nigel Farage is saying it looks like this is going to be Brexit in name only. So we're going to talk to him about what Paul Watson sees coming forward with Brexit. Also, whether or not he thinks Theresa May is out or simply weakened. What is going to happen with Nigel Farage? Is he going to get back into politics? A lot of people have asked him if he's going to do that because UKIP took a beating yesterday. As many people said, apparently the British public believed that that was a done deal. They didn't need UKIP anymore. So maybe they might realize that they do need UKIP at this point. We're also going to take a look, of course, at some of the revelations that came out of the Comey hearing, some of the reactions to that, and the dog that did not bark. The idea that the Senate Intelligence Committee that is tasked with overseeing this massive intelligence state that we've built here, 17 agencies, is turning a blind eye to things that have now been, we've had whistleblowers from the NSA, like William Binney, that we've talked to, the head of, global head of technical issues. People like that in 2001 blew the whistle and left the NSA. We didn't listen to them. Now we've got the FISA court finding that the NSA and the FBI violated the law, violated the Constitution. Nobody's doing anything about it. Nothing is being investigated about it. That is the big story. As Michael Hayden said, we don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. The most interesting people are the politicians. I think that's one of the reasons why you see people that are not necessarily even Trump allies like Marco Rubio come very hard after Comey. They understand that they are in the crosshairs as well, and so is our entire government. Meanwhile, we have this other issue with a reality winner who we now learn, Owen, that she planned to burn down the White House and pledge allegiance to the Taliban. This came out as part of her bail hearing, which they denied. They said if we let her go, she's just going to join a foreign enemy.
Oh, and shocking. That wasn't a Trump voter. That was a Democrat voter. Shocking. Wouldn't have discovered that.
A Bernie supporter. And we got news about Bernie Sanders, too.
And that's not his wife who's under investigation for fraud right now. There's new news. But there's an amazing psychological experiment happening right now, David, with the Brexit. You know, I thought that they already voted. If I was a citizen in Britain that voted for us to leave the European Union, see, now they want to talk about riots after last night. I'd already be talking riots, right? Okay, we already voted to leave the Brexit, and our government isn't doing it.
That's right.
I'm not sitting here saying actually go out and riot. I'm just saying it's funny how now they're like, oh, let's riot now. And it's like, well, wait a second. They're already taking our rights. We already voted. And they're trying to do the same thing in America now, David. They say, oh, here's your vote. You voted Brexit. Well, that's nice you voted Brexit, but we're going to stay anyway. Okay, here's your vote. Oh, you voted Trump. Well, that's nice you voted Trump. We're going to go ahead and impeach him anyway. This is the psychological experiment. Do citizens of the world have enough spine to stand up for their own vote anymore? That is the experiment that we're undergoing right now, and Britain is the number one test.
Now, of course, Theresa May is the one who called the election, and yet she, of all the people that were in the Conservative Party, she seemed to be the one who was the least committed to Brexit. We had people like Boris Johnson and others who were passed over, and she was selected as prime minister. I was concerned about that and said so on air when she became prime minister. I said, I don't really think she's committed to Brexit. Then she calls this election. Now it's very weak, and now she can make the case. Well, you know, my hands are tied. I can't really do anything about it. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. He's going to give us his closer view of this. He knows the electoral system there better than we do and what he thinks is ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schwerer on this Friday, June 9th, 2017. You know, yesterday's hearings with James Comey seemed to be kind of a political Rorschach's test, depending on where you are in the political spectrum. Actually, depending on your reaction to those hearings, we can pinpoint you precisely as to what your political philosophy is. People seem to see in it what they want to see, but I think there's some real concrete things that are there that stand apart from anybody's subjective opinion of that. But before we get into that, we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson. There was an election in the UK yesterday, and the outcome of that election made it appear that Brexit may be in name only. That is what Nigel Farage is saying. So I want to get Paul Joseph Watson's comments on what happened in the election, what is ahead for Brexit especially. And, of course, we can talk about what's going on with Theresa May. Is she going to be weakened, or is she going to be out? Joining us now from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, David. Good to be back.
So your comments on the election, what do you think about this?
Well, David, it was probably about a year ago that I warned in a tweet and said it on Alex's show. Theresa May is a globalist. She's a Remainer. She did not back Brexit. She supports Sharia law. She's the ultimate establishment leader of the Conservative Party, and you couldn't trust her as far as you could throw her.
I agree.
So she went into this election when she called it with a 20-point lead. Now her own majority has been wiped out. Her campaign was a complete disaster. There was nothing of substance whatsoever in her manifesto. And the outcome of it all is whether by design or not, whether just through huge blunder at every step along the way. As you said, as Nigel Farage said, Brexit is now in danger because it weakens her hand in the negotiations. She's been forced into a coalition government. And now Labour and these other parties are going to push for a soft Brexit, which is no Brexit at all. Because if we stay in the single market, the borders remain open. It's basically just a tacit thing. It's not hard Brexit. It's not Brexit at all. So it's been a complete disaster. But many people saw it coming.
I agree. As I was saying in the last segment with Owen, she was not the person in the Conservative Party that was pushing hard for Brexit. We had people like Boris Johnson and others that everybody, oh, he's going to be the prime minister. They were passed over for her. And when that happened, I said, well, that's going to be a problem. She kept delaying, then called, as you point out, this election. She, it kind of comes across as doing a suicide bombing of Brexit. Like I said, James Comey kind of suicide bombed himself yesterday trying to get Donald Trump in the hearings. I want to play, you're talking about the campaign itself. I want to play Nigel Farage's comments on how Theresa May came across as insincere and robotic, and then get your comments, Paul. Let's play that clip.
How confident are you that there'll still be what's called the hard Brexit that you wanted and that you think you won a year ago?
Well, I was always a bit suspicious with Mrs. May as to whether we'd get it. I mean, she was asked in the campaign repeatedly, having back Remain, did she now believe in Brexit? And not once did she say yes. She just said she was carrying out the will of the people. You know, this may prove to be unfinished business.
Vicar of Bray, you think she is?
I do, yes.
Vicar's daughter,
so.
Vicar of Bray.
Very much so, yes. And in the end, I think, when Corbyn said that they would end free movement, when Corbyn said that under Labour we would leave, I think he kind of boxed off Brexit as an issue for UKIP voters, many of whom did not see the party as being relevant in this campaign. And ultimately, I think the shock we're seeing here tonight is all about personality. And, you know, UKIP voters want somebody they think is speaking for them. They want somebody who is for change. And what Theresa May tried to do was to be the establishment figure. Corbyn, I thought, through the campaign, looked comfortable in his own skin. He actually appeared to be enjoying it. And the Prime Minister came across as insincere and, frankly, robotic.
Okay, so we can talk about how they campaigned. He said that she was insincere and robotic. We've seen articles from Bloomberg saying that British millennials took revenge on their parents and their grandparents, saying they wanted to remain in. But I guess as we look forward, Paul, this coalition that she had to form with the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party, which is a Northern Ireland party, they don't want a true Brexit because they have a border with Northern Ireland and they want to keep that a non-border. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, they support Brexit, but they say they want a soft Brexit, which, again, is no Brexit at all.
Mm-hmm.
On the other issues, they're not bad. The irony about the DUP is today you have leftists bitching and whining on Twitter about how some of their members have made anti-LGBT comments in the past. These are people who have literally advocated for the importation of the most anti-LGBT culture that ever was to exist in Islam for the past, what, 3-4 decades?
Yes.
So they've lost their right to complain about that.
Yeah.
You know, this DUP, they're anti-abortion, they're not happy about that. They're genuinely actually more conservative, if you want to get into pure politics, than the Conservative Party. So I don't think they're going to be a major problem. The thing that they're coming out with today, the narrative we're hearing, is this was a repudiation of anti-establishment sentiment. Absolute BS. Since when has Theresa May being an anti-establishment figure? It's complete nonsense. What happened, David, was UKIP was going to get crushed because they were basically a single-issue party. They achieved their objective of Brexit, and it was where those votes were going to go. So the Labour Party promised in its manifesto, Jeremy Corbyn, that they would push through on a hard Brexit. Of course, they're not going to do that because they're politicians and lying is second nature, but they promised it in their manifesto, and many UKIP supporters believed it. So some of those UKIP supporters that had come over from Labour in the past have now gone back to Labour. So that's why partly why Labour did so well. So it's nothing whatsoever to do with the repudiation of Brexit. The only party, David, to say that they would openly sabotage Brexit was the Liberal Democrats, and they got just 7% of the vote. So to claim it's a repudiation of Brexit is a complete hoax. It's fake news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, tell me, tell us,
Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, he is absolutely terrible. He literally allies himself with Hamas terrorists, with IRA terrorists. His views are abhorrent. He's an open borders far leftist. People say he's anti-establishment. Again, completely fake news.
Yes, yes.
You know what happened a month before the election, David? He visited to kind of get approval for his potential leadership a little group in London called the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Some of our leaders might have heard of it. That's from where the Chatham House rule, which they apply at Bilderberg,
yeah,
can't talk about anything publicly, was first initiated.
And we know that special rule trumps everything. It trumps our constitution and everything, doesn't it? The Chatham House rule.
Yeah. And this is the group, David, that's called the biggest think tank outside of the US. It's a globalist elitist group. Less than a month ago, Jeremy Corbyn, the anti-establishment guy, goes to do a speech to basically get permission. What does he talk about? He talks about wanting a new world order. He talks about if he gets in power, he would serve their interests.
That's
he
right.
says, I'm a pacifist, but I will press the nuclear button if you ask me to. So again, he's doffing his cap, he's genuflecting to actual globalists while claiming to be this anti-establishment figure that hoodwinked a lot of the young voters to vote for him yesterday.
Let's talk about the soft exit. Define for Americans what they really mean by that, because Theresa May drug her feet for a very long time before she would trigger the article that would begin the process. So it's been delay, 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 and now we're saying, oh, we're going to soften this. We don't want to have hard borders. Are they going to shut down any control of their borders and still allow people to freely travel as if you're part of the Schengen zone? Or what does a soft border mean with a soft exit?
Well, it means basically exactly the situation we've got now, whereby any citizen of the European Union can come to Britain, can get benefits, can get a job, can get housing. And, you know, we can also go to Poland and do the same, like we'd want to do that. So it's a bad deal for us, but it's basically the status quo. It's maintaining the open borders. And even on that level, they probably wouldn't pull us out of any of the onerous bureaucracy, which makes it virtually impossible to start a business now in the UK. It grinds down our economy. We have to put more into it than we get out. We're ruled from Brussels. It's a complete mess. So that's what they're pushing for. It basically won't be any change from what we've got now. It will be in name only.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we face now that Theresa May has completely messed this up. The other situation is now, there's an article up on Infowars.com, the leftist Corbyn supporters, and these are the young people, some of whom are basically like the British Antifa. They're called Momentum. These mm-hmm. are vicious thugs. They go out and attack people. They riot. They're now threatening riots if Theresa May forms this coalition. So even though Jeremy Corbyn still lost, even though he's out there claiming he won, David, which is completely bizarre, his supporters are claiming they won. They didn't. They lost. So now they're promising riots. Some of them are promising to assassinate Theresa May. And it's that same kind of butthurt that you saw after Trump won with the leftists out rioting on the streets. So
that's right.
We might have that to look forward to this weekend.
Paul, so you have your own parallel organizations. Go ahead.
Paul, I'm just confused because I saw that article you wrote and you're seeing these people wanting to riot, but you already voted on the Brexit. Obviously, the answer is leftists riot, righties don't. They go to work, conservatives work. But I'm just curious, when is that outrage going to exist over the fact that you voted to leave the European Union? When will you actually have that outrage to a vote that actually already happened?
Well, I've heard a lot of serious commentators and even politicians say, I will be one of those out on the streets rioting if Brexit doesn't happen. Whether that's actually going to happen remains to be seen, because as you said, the right, conservatives, don't normally get out on the streets because they're actually civilized people. They don't want to just smash things up for the sake of it and attack people. But Brexit supporters have said that. They said if it's not followed through on, if the timeline is not met, which is March 2019 to be completely out of the EU, then they will be out on the streets. So we wait to see if that happens.
Thank you, Paul. I know you're feeling under the weather. I appreciate you getting on with us, even though you have the flu, and giving us your breakdown on it. Very important. We'll be right back. David Knight with Owen Schroyer.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer. And Owen, we were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson about the UK election. We had someone in Theresa May who ran a very wooden, very robotic campaign, as Nigel Farage characterized it. She did not have enough people after being tremendously ahead in the polls when she called the election. After the campaigning, she wound up not even having enough votes to get a government together, so she has to work with another party that doesn't really want to get out of the EU. So they're looking for a soft exit, as they say, or a soft Brexit, which, as I pointed out, is in name only. That's something that both Nigel Farage and Paul Joseph Watson pointed out. It's not really going to change anything. The borders are going to remain open. Just after we've seen, I would have thought that that would have been more of an issue, but I think here's the deception, Owen. I think you have Theresa May, who was picked as prime minister after the Brexit vote, even though she had come out in opposition to Brexit, and they passed over, I think it was three or four other individuals, like Boris Johnson was the obvious first choice because he'd been such an outspoken advocate for this, but they passed over all these other people, or they moved them over to the side, or they withdrew, but I think it was under pressure, and then they put in somebody who really was not committed to it. And so is this kind of a soft subterfuge that we've got going in here so they don't have a true exit from Brexit? The other part of it, as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out, was that Jeremy Corbyn, who is the hardcore socialist leftist that was running, had said, oh, no, we're all for Brexit. And yet he's going to the UK equivalent of the Council on Foreign Relations. And so he's going to this globalist organization that hates national sovereignty, meanwhile telling people publicly that he's for Brexit. And I think the same thing is possibly going on with Theresa May, because we look at these individuals that they had in this most recent terror attack. There's an article on Daily Mail, flagged to MI5, arrested with a fake passport, shopped by their own mothers. All 18 glaring red flags that the UK security forces missed. They were told over and over again. These guys, they even did a documentary on the BBC about these people, and yet they're going to leave these borders open if Theresa May and the people who want a soft exit prevail here.
Well, I'm not sure if there's any hope for Europe right now. Again, this is a crazy psychological experiment that's going on where they say, okay, here's your vote, but we're going to deny you the conclusion of the vote. And then they say March 2019 is when they're going to officially Brexit. No. We voted for this years ago. I think that they should already be out of it. But, you know, this is a psychological. Well, we can tell them we're going to leave it, but we're not actually going to do anything. And here in America, I see what the problem is. Okay, people are obsessed with the sports. They're obsessed with the Kardashians. So they don't even know what the heck's going on. But I even have more hope for people in America, because at least we got not Hillary Clinton right. At least we got Trump right.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have much hope for Europe, David, and I brought this story to your attention before.
And he's pulled out of the TPP. He's pulled out of the climate agreement. That's a big deal to pull out of the climate agreement.
Yeah, huge. But I'm not sure I have much hope for Europe. I shared this story with you before we went on air, and I know that the crew back there has it too. What do Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Emmanuel Macron, Italy's Paolo Gentiloni, Great Britain's Theresa May, Holland's Mark Rutte, Sweden's Stefan Löfven, Scotland's Nicola Sturgeon, and the European Commission's Jean-Claude Juncker all have in common? No, it's not that they all like the EU and open borders and radical Islamic terrorism being brought into their country. It's that they don't have kids or grandkids. That's right. None. Zero of the leaders that I just mentioned in Europe have kids or grandkids.
That really tells you something about their personality, doesn't it?
David, I'm not somebody that has a kid. I'm not somebody that has grandkids. I do hope to one day have kids and a grandkid. That is something that I want to do with my life one day. You, on the other hand, already have children. So I can't even imagine what life and what your outlook on life and all the perspectives you have on life, how that changes when you bring a kid into the world.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is you're looking forward to the future. And you have an investment in the future. You want to change things beyond your life, beyond the things that just immediately affect you. You take a longer view when you have children. And that's been one of the key things that was always talked about during periods of revival in the Bible. It would talk about how God would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. If you don't have children, you're not going to be looking towards making a better society, in my opinion, because you're going to be just looking for what you can get in the immediate here and now. And these people who are politicians have that in spades. Now, a lot of people choose to work on their careers or whatever, but people who are politicians,
you know,
they want
is,
money
though?
And power, and they want it for themselves. They want it now. They don't care about the future or anyone else.
It's cold, David. It's just cold.
Yeah.
It's just cold. It's just everything ends with me.
That's right.
That's these people. It all ends with
That's
me.
Right. That's right. It feeds a self-centeredness, and I think it really, in a politician, it really reflects a self-centeredness. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret Flow, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
No, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's like, a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great
InfoWars.com. InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What you just saw, what you just listened to, was just a very little piece
of the mainstream media basically launching demonization reports against Infowars.com. They take our statements, they edit them, they take them out of context, they lie about us, they claim that we admit we're fake news. It's incredible. But in the last 24 hours, you've seen who is the fake news. I mean, it's incredible. We're going to have David Knight in here. We're going to have Owen Schroyer and other guests today and the clips of Comey yesterday destroying himself, self-destructing. We all saw him admit he leaked. We saw him admit that President Trump didn't order him to stop the Russia investigation. We all witnessed him admitting that he's a coward and basically a minion of the establishment, and that the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch ordered him to stop criminal investigations. That's what's happening. But if you watch CNN or MSNBC, it's like Trump caught in lies, this and that. It is incredible how they are spinning that testimony. But the good news is we're here. We're covering it. We're playing the actual clips of what happened from the three-hour testimony, not just the little clips they want to twist or edit. We're going over all of this, and we're going to do it today, one after the other, the real clips of what happened and what unfolded. Amazing. Remember, Trump asked Comey, are you the leaker? And Comey said no months ago. Trump knew he was the leaker because these are conversations only they were having. And then Comey was spinning and twisting and putting out the fake memos and letting the media lie about what was in the memos. This is incredible. Now, that said, before we get to this analysis and this breakdown, I want to thank you, the listeners and the affiliates and the sponsors that have made this broadcast possible. That's been an interesting journey, to say the least. We're under attack. We're being demonized, just like America and President Trump is. But thanks to you standing with us and seeing through the lies, we are growing stronger by the day. So when you spread the links, the articles, the videos from Infowars.com, it is an act of resistance against the globalists. And when you financially support us by going to Infowarsstore.com and getting some of the amazing thousands of products that are there, it allows you to get great products that you and your family need, and it also allows us to continue on into the future. Now, that said, my father is a dentist and oral surgeon. He's about to retire. He's close to 70. But I talked to him a few years ago when he was doing consulting for us, and I said, Dad, we need a product that's a game changer. I want it to be from a major manufacturer of organic, non-fluoride toothpaste, but our listeners want colloidal silver, and they want true, clean iodine, high-quality, pure iodine, not some toxic-bound garbage, but the good halogen. And they need it with tea tree oil. They need it with peppermint. And my dad spent the next few years finding the folks that could do it. And it turns out it's the biggest manufacturer of fluoride-free toothpaste in the United States, the same people that make Tom's of Maine. It's the company that makes it for them and others. And at their big facility, every few months now, they make us a new batch of Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with iodine, nano silver, plus peppermint and tea tree oil. So, again, one complaint I had is the tube was kind of a weird tube I hadn't seen. We have a more space-age modern tube with a bigger port on the front so that you get more. My dad's argument was, and he may be right, you may like the old tube better. Well, son, it's concentrated. There's no fillers, so we have to have a small opening so you don't use too much. Well, I've decided to go with this more modern space-age tube and a larger port. But the point is, Super Blue is back. And this really shows my philosophy. If I do something, it's something I want, something I use, something I believe in. And so we have Super Blue that's organic, made in America, high quality, game-changing with colloidal silver. And, of course, with the iodine, and it supports the broadcast. It supports your teeth. It supports your gum health. It supports your heart health, because the American Dental Association points out that a lot of heart problems are caused by infections in the gums. They get in your bloodstream and then into the ports and the ventricles of your heart. I mean, do your own research. Tooth health, getting them cleaned every few months, every 3 months at least, brushing twice a day. Flossing is so essential. And so everything we do is about life. That's why it's InfoWars Life. And this product, Super Blue, is from InfoWarsLife.com. And it's back in stock. And it's 33% off, despite the fact that We can't even keep this in stock. It's so popular. You're helping us build the new information warfare system. You're helping us hire more crew, get more reporters, more investigative journalists, more fact checkers to really take on the globalists at point blank range. So again, thank you all. Now I'm going to hand the baton over to Owen Schroyer and David Knight and others here today. I'll be popping back in later. But again, commit to yourself to check out InfoWarsStore.com because we're building a new economy. We're building a system where we don't just give our money to big globalist corporations and they use it against us. We're building an economy where you get high quality toothpaste at a great price, and then a large part of the profit from that goes into expanding an information warfare system to take on the globalist. We've also launched the new line of personal care products, Emmerich's Essentials, that's organic as well. So check that out when you visit InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And again, for myself, my family, the crew, and all other freedom lovers across the world, thank you all for supporting the InfoWar because you are the reason we're having these great victories.
All right, welcome back to the live portion. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroer. We want to take a look at some of the aftermath of this hearing yesterday. And, of course, as I said earlier, it's a bit of a Rorschach's test, depending on where you are, what you see. Yet there really is a reality. I think one of the individuals that was able to overcome his bias, interestingly enough, was, of all people, Chris Matthews. He said the Russian collusion theory just came apart. He says, always been a big part of the story to me has been that the president had something to do with colluding with Russia. Chris Matthews said, and yet what came apart this morning was that theory. He said, first, we were told that Trump did not have told him to continue investigating the Russian collusion. So he's not shutting this down. And we also heard Comey say, we have a very good investigator in terms of Mueller who's going to look into this. So clearly it wasn't shut down. So that's not an issue that they're trying to make. The left needs to understand that. And we heard over and over again the denials from Comey that Trump was being investigated. He said the second part being that Flynn wasn't the central part of the investigation. So Chris Matthews looks at this and says, you know, there's nothing here. I look at it and, the thing that I'm surprised that people are not talking about, and I guess it's because it's kind of an unspoken rule in the mainstream media that you don't ever accuse important people of crimes. I mean, occasionally it happens with Hillary Clinton, but, you know, he gave her a pass. He gave her preferred treatment. He said there's going to be one standard of law for Hillary Clinton, just as he'd done before with Sandy Berger. There's going to be one standard for those people and another standard for the rest of you people. Don't you try this at home type of thing, right? Which is what he actually said when he came out with that. But I think it's interesting because he put himself, that's why I had the graphic last night with the Nightly News. It was really kind of a suicide bomb for this guy to try to get vengeance. It truly was filled with hate because he had been fired, not even knowing that he's going to be fired. He's addressing FBI agents. And then on the monitor behind him, he thought it was a joke because he sees the news saying that he's just been fired. He didn't know that he'd been fired. So this guy was very bitter, very angry, as angry as some kind of a jihadi suicide bomber. And he goes in and essentially, I think, blew himself up committing perjury because he had already under oath said that nobody had ever pressured him politically to shut down an investigation. Then he implied that very as strongly as he could to say, well, when he said, I hope that you'll shut this down, he and Angus King said, well, that's kind of like Thomas Becket when he was killed by the King Henry II, who said, who will rid me of this turbulent priest? And they understood what he wanted. They did that for him. So he's saying, you're telling me that you really want this done. That's exactly what you want, that it's not hope. We have another comment on this from Kamala Harris, but your comments first.
Well, I think that Comey had a little help strapping on the suicide bomb via the Clinton crime cabal and that he's involved with, and the Democrat anti-Trumpers just in government to begin with. So I think he had a little bit help strapping on that suicide.
He was not a lone wolf terrorist.
Right,
trying to do a coup.
And who knows if he even wanted to go out there and blow himself up or if there was just so much pressure from his little Clinton buddies to go out there and push this Russia-Trump narrative. But like you said, what really ended up happening was he ended up suiciding politically himself by admitting he was the leaker. And then I think a big thing that nobody seems to be talking about is that James Comey admits that he doesn't know the source of the Russian DNC hack. He admitted that there's a third-party source that he is not allowed to know. He can't get the intel. He says he just trusts it, that it wasn't, or that it was Russia that hacked the DNC and the DCCC. So he says, basically, the FBI is relying on third-party intel that it was Russia.
CrowdStrike, yeah. Which is a DNC contractor, and they've never even turned over the server for him to look at it. So it's like he's the FBI, but he can't see their servers. It's like, come on. This is the patronage that he was accusing Donald Trump of. He's being patronized by the Clintons.
But now you're seeing, I think, they're losing people like Chris Matthews. People are slowly losing this leftist because they see the people around them are absolutely bat crap crazy. And Kamala Harris is one of them. Nancy Pelosi is one of them. Let's play the clip. Kamala Harris, I thought that they kind of flirted with her being the next big thing in politics, kind of like they flirted with Cory Booker. And I thought both of them landed flat on their face, but they're trying to rejuvenate Kamala Harris. And she thinks, and the Democrats think, that she got a lot of momentum from these Comey hearings. I don't think that that is real momentum, but this is a clip we have of Kamala Harris.
Private citizen, and you are enduring a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, and each of us get 7 minutes instead of five, as yesterday, to ask you questions. So thank you.
I'm between opportunities now, so.
Well, you are.
No, it's all fun and games, even though we're claiming that Russia is disingenuous to our election.
Prosecutors, I'm not going to require you to answer. I just want to make a statement that my experience of prosecuting cases, when a robber held a gun to somebody's head and said, I hope you will give me your wallet, the word hope was not the most operative word at that moment. But you don't have to respond to that point.
Because it's so absurd?
I have a series of questions.
Yeah, so it's just ridiculous, David.
I wonder how many robbers have ever said that. I hope you give me your wallet as they're pointing a gun to you.
Well, here's Kamala Harris, just a character summary.
That's stretching the word.
Summary. This is the type of woman who just gets off with herself. The type of woman who just looks in the mirror and says, look at me and how great I am. Kind of like an Obama. Kind of that type of person. Looks at herself as a virtue signaling social justice warrior, and she thinks that's going to lift her to the top. Really doesn't care about helping people, really doesn't care about the overall general public. Just as long as her image is good and she can be self-righteous at the end of the day, that's Kamala Harris. So I actually had a conversation with the editor at WorldNet Daily when I was at Bilderberg, and he says he is completely convinced 100% that it's Kamala Harris they're gonna put for the next presidential candidate for the Democrats. I'm saying no way. She's too weak. She's too crazy. She's already had multiple outbursts where she breaks into cursing outrages. There's no way, but I guess...
Well, she doesn't have a history, and she's female, but I think there's...
And exactly. She's an African-American female, so you know that they're going to try to run with that. And I think that maybe that there's something to that, that's where the Democrats might go. She's a weak candidate. She's terrible. I think that America's gotten over the identity politics, and I think it'll fail again.
No, they haven't. No,
But that's there's kind of a part of me
Democrats
that says maybe not.
Democrats haven't gotten over it. That's going to be their go-to moment.
Well, the Democrats...
Look at some of the geezers here.
Yeah, they haven't even gotten over President Bush yet, David.
That's right. Let's take a look at some of the geezers here. We had Nancy Pelosi had a senior moment today, just as we saw Senator McCain having a senior moment. Everybody... talking about that. That's one thing I think everybody saw was how out of it Senator McCain was, how this an argument for term limits, but or at least cognitive tests.
Or apparently ending baseball games earlier.
Let's take a look at Nancy Pelosi's senior moment that she just had.
New Yorkers have said to me, those who've had business dealings with him, he operates this way. First, he tries to charm you. President Bush tries to charm you. If that doesn't work, he tries to bully you. If that doesn't work, he walks away from the deal.
Look at her eyes.
And if that doesn't work, he sues you. Now, again, indicative of what's going on in the administration, you have the Secretary of the Treasury saying they want to clean things at ceiling. I said that President Bush. I'm sorry, I meant to say.
They had to walk out and hand her a note because
she still can't even think of it. She still can't think of it.
Poor President Bush, I apologize.
So what? She's done this five times now?
Yeah, and she should have finished that up by saying, please applaud.
And what was that on the debt ceiling?
So it's just amazing. You know, you would think after you made the mistake the first time, the second time, the third time that you would get it. It's President Trump. But no, this woman has a brain disorder. She has a genuine mental disorder. She has dementia. And David and I, we were talking about before the segment, you know, I don't want to come out here and have to make fun of John McCain and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that hurts. I have
I don't
soul,
mind doing that.
But they're in the ring. I mean, what are we supposed to do? We have to call these people out as the mental incapable people they are to have these positions.
These are people who think that they should run our lives and they can't even speak. But let's talk about something that is on point, I think, something that was not talked about, and that is, again, the crimes. James Comey has given contradictory testimony on two different occasions under oath. That's perjury. James Comey did the same thing that he was investigating Hillary Clinton for, and that is keeping his own private computer records and so forth that he doesn't have in the system. He could have memorialized this and made sure that people understood that it was contemporaneous with his discussions. Instead, we don't hear anything about it until after he's fired, quite a bit of the time after he's fired. If he is accusing President Trump of obstruction of justice, then he becomes an accessory to that. And then there's something else that I think that is even far more serious, and that is that he did absolutely nothing to rein in the FBI as they were violating the law that's just been exposed by the FISA court acting as a whistleblower. And then this, we had Senator Grassley on multiple occasions write him about his connections with the man, Christopher Steele, who created the dirty dossier, asking for information. It was ignored. He came back and he said, I want documentation of all the payments. You've ignored this for months. He said, what are the payments that the FBI made to Mr. Steele? Did you know that he was involved as an unregistered Russian agent, the company that he was working with? When did you become aware of that, if you ever did? Those are real legal issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroer. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Matt Dubiel. of WCKG in Chicago, our affiliate there. He's got some interesting information about Bernie Sanders, and I've got a clip I want to play of Bernie Sanders here taking on somebody and saying that he should not be allowed in the government because Bernie Sanders can't get him to deny his Christian faith. I'm going to play that for you. That's going to be a nice intro to Bernie Sanders. We're going to be talking about in the second hour. But before we do that, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have BioTruth Selenium, now 25% off while supplies last. And, of course, if you know anything about your health and the things that you need to maintain a healthy body, you know the importance of selenium. It supports the thyroid gland. It supports the immune system. It supports the DNA production and eyesight. So there's a lot of very well-documented benefits from selenium and the fact that you have to have a sufficient amount of that in your diet. We don't get that type of thing in most of our domestic diets in the West today. But the question is not whether or not you need selenium as a supplement, but what kind of form are you going to have? Are you going to get a synthetic selenium? BioTruth Selenium is made from 100% organic mustard seed. So once you identify the types of things that you need in your diet, it's very important to pay attention to the quality of the source. That's why we made this 100% organic from mustard seed. That's our BioTruth Selenium. It is now 25% off while supplies last. And also, our new line of Emrix Essentials, the organic household products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorants. You'll find that and many other things at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the new Emrix Essentials line of organic household products. Now, this is a short segment, so I want to play this clip from Bernie Sanders. This is a confirmation hearing for someone who is an Office of Management and Budget nominee. And Bernie Sanders has a problem with this man's religion. We have a First Amendment. He has a right to exercise his religion. He doesn't have to give that up if he's a government employee, but Bernie Sanders thinks he should. Here's that clip.
In the piece that I referred to that you wrote for a publication called Resurgent, you wrote, Muslim, quote, Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned, end of quote. Do you believe that that statement is Islamophobic?
Absolutely not, Senator. I'm a Christian, and I believe in a Christian set of principles based on my faith. That post, as I stated in the questionnaire to this committee, was to defend my alma mater, Wheaton College, a Christian school that has a statement of faith that includes the centrality of Jesus Christ for salvation. And
again, I apologize. I do. Forgive me. We just don't have a lot of time. Do you believe that people in the Muslim religion stand condemned? Is that your view?
Again, Senator, I'm a Christian. And I wrote that piece.
Well, what does that say?
The statement of faith.
Would ask Muslims
the
same
that.
Thing about
I don't
this
know
Christian
how many
man?
Muslims yeah. there are in America. I really don't know. Probably a couple of million. Are you suggesting that all of those people stand condemned? What about Jews? They stand condemned too?
Senator, I'm a Christian.
I understand you are a Christian. But this country
Bernie.
Is made up of people who are not just. I understand that Christianity is the majority religion.
All right, we're going to run out of time, so let me summarize this.
This country.
He went on to say, when Bernie Sanders eventually let him talk, he said that as a Christian, I believe all individuals are made in the image of God and are worthy of dignity and respect regardless of their religious beliefs. I believe that a Christian, that's how I should treat all individuals. Bernie Sanders doesn't realize that the First Amendment was written by founders who quoted the Bible, who were Christians. They based that on Christian principles. We have an open, pluralistic society, unlike Islam, where they try to combine religion and state. That is a distinctly idea that is Christian, that we want people to have that freedom of choice. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk more about this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for